点睛训练，高中新课标，英语必修六，听力。
Test 1。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在事件的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Excuse me.Are men's suits on the 7th floor?
No, they are here on the 6th floor. Text 2. How long will it take this package to get to Arkansas?
First class? About 2 days.Text 3. I'm getting nowhere with these physics problems.
How about my going through them with you? Text 4. Why isn't the shop open?
But it's not 8 yet. It's only 10 to 8.Text 5. Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9.15.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。并标在事件的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八题。
Text 6. Look, Mr. Harris, this is the Great Pyramid.
Oh, yes. It looks very high.
It's about 137 meters high.
How long are the sides?
They're 230 meters.
It's unbelievable. How old is it?
It's nearly 4,500 years old.
Can we go inside?
I'm sorry, Mr. Harris.It's under repair these days. You'll have to wait for another time.
What a pity.
Look, Mr. Harris. This is the Great Pyramid.
Oh, yes. It looks very high.
It's about 137 meters high.
How long are the sides?
They're 230 meters.
It's unbelievable. How old is it?
It's nearly 4,500 years old.
Can we go inside?
I'm sorry, Mr. Harris. It's under repair these days. You'll have to wait for another time.
What a pity.
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一题。
Text 7. I'm going to visit Paris this summer. I can't wait to see the Eiffel Tower. I've heard it's so cool.
It is. But it's not as interesting as the Leaning Tower of Pisa. In fact, Italy has lots of beautiful old buildings.
Actually, when I travel, I like to see natural scenery most. My favorite place is the Grand Canyon.
Oh, I love the special rock formations there. And the sunsets are really beautiful. But Niagara Falls is my favorite.
Gee, I wonder why Taiwan doesn't have such wonderful sights.
But it does. The sunrise at Mount Ali is great. And Taroko Gorge is breathtaking. People from all over the world come to see them.
Really?Maybe I should do more traveling right here at home. I'm going to visit Paris this summer. I can't wait to see the Eiffel Tower. I've heard it's so cool.
It is. But it's not as interesting as the Leaning Tower of Pisa. In fact, Italy has lots of beautiful old buildings.
Actually, when I travel, I like to see natural scenery most.My favorite place is the Grand Canyon.
Oh, I love the special rock formations there. And the sunsets are really beautiful. But Niagara Falls is my favorite.
Gee, I wonder why Taiwan doesn't have such wonderful sights.
But it does. The sunrise at Mount Ali is great. And Taroko Gorge is breathtaking.People from all over the world come to see them.
Really? Maybe I should do more traveling right here at home.
Listen to the eighth material.回答第十二至十四题。
Text 8. Sam, have you seen the pictures I took in Beijing?
No, I haven't. Where are they?
Here are some.I took them at the Great Wall last week.
How beautiful the Great Wall is! And your pictures are wonderful, too. Did you have a good time in China?
Yes, I had a wonderful time there. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't. How do you like China, Kate?
It's great. I like the Chinese people and food. I've made many Chinese friends there.
Really?Then you must have learned some Chinese.
I can speak a little everyday Chinese, such as 你好、再见、对不起、and 好极了。
It's great. I wish I could go there someday.
Sam, have you seen the pictures I took in Beijing?
No, I haven't. Where are they?
Here are some. I took them at the Great Wall last week.
How beautiful the Great Wall is! And your pictures are wonderful, too. Did you have a good time in China?
Yes, I had a wonderful time there. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't. How do you like China, Kate?
It's great. I like the Chinese people and food. I've made many Chinese friends there.
Really? Then you must have learned some Chinese.
I can speak a little everyday Chinese, such as 你好、再见、对不起、and 好极了。
It's great. I wish I could go there someday.
听第九段材料，回答第十五至十七题。
Text 9. May I help you?
Yes. I'd like to take a one-day sightseeing tour around the town.
We have several. Here are the written materials that describe them.
I particularly want to visit the British Museum and the Tower of London. Do you have any tours that include both of them?
Yes, this one does. You visit the tower and Westminster Abbey in the morning. Right after lunch, the tour makes a stop at St. Paul's. Then, the rest of the afternoon is spent at the museum.
How long does the tour take?
About 7 hours. Where are you staying?
At the Hyde Park Hotel.
Let's see. The bus stops there at 9:50. You should be back by 5:30 in the afternoon.
What is the cost of the tour?
It's £15, including lunch.
Are there any Japanese-speaking guides?
I'm afraid not. But we do have this guidebook. It tells everything about the places you'll be seeing. Please take it, free of charge.
Oh, that'll be very helpful. Thank you very much.
May I help you?
Yes. I'd like to take a one-day sightseeing tour around the town.
We have several. Here are the written materials that describe them.
I particularly want to visit the British Museum and the Tower of London. Do you have any tours that include both of them?
Yes, this one does. You visit the tower and Westminster Abbey in the morning. Right after lunch, the tour makes a stop at St. Paul's. Then, the rest of the afternoon is spent at the museum.
How long does the tour take?
About 7 hours. Where are you staying?
At the Hyde Park Hotel.
Let's see. The bus stops there at 9:50. You should be back by 5:30 in the afternoon.
What is the cost of the tour?
It's £15, including lunch.
Are there any Japanese-speaking guides?
I'm afraid not. But we do have this guidebook. It tells everything about the places you'll be seeing. Please take it, free of charge.
Oh, that'll be very helpful. Thank you very much.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
Text 10. May I have your attention, please, everybody?Next, we are going to see the pyramid. Before we start, I'd like to give you some brief information, though some of you must have heard of pyramids in Egypt. The kings of old Egypt were very rich and powerful. Some of the kings built their tombs in huge pyramids, and their tombs tell much about their lives. One day, in the fall of 1922,A tomb of a rich king was found. There were four rooms in the tomb. Three of them were piled high with valuable things. The fourth room held a huge coffin. In it, there were three more coffins, one inside the other. The last one was made of gold, and inside it, there was the mummy of the king. Because he was a king,Everything in the tomb is very beautiful and very valuable. But most important of all is that they show how people lived in Egypt more than 3,000 years ago. May I have your attention, please, everybody? Next, we are going to see the pyramid. Before we start, I'd like to give you some brief information, though some of you must have heard of pyramids in Egypt. The kings of old Egypt were very rich and powerful. Some of the kings built their tombs in huge pyramids, and their tombs tell much about their lives. One day, in the fall of 1922, a tomb of a rich king was found. There were four rooms in the tomb. Three of them were piled high with valuable things. The fourth room held a huge coffin. In it, there were three more coffins, one inside the other. The last one was made of gold, and inside it, there was the mummy of the king. Because he was a king, everything in the tomb is very beautiful and very valuable. But most important of all is that they show how people lived in Egypt more than 3,000 years ago.
Test 2.
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在事件的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. That was the last bus home, and we've missed it. Call a taxi.
A taxi? I'm not a millionaire.
Text 2. I got a few things from the shop.
A few? It looks like you bought out the supermarket.
Text 3. After I've finished reading this book, I can lend it to you if you are interested.
If I'm interested?I've been trying to borrow it everywhere.
Text 4. Let's ask Dan to introduce the musicians to the audience at the beginning of the concert.
Ask Dan. He'll be playing the violin.Text 5. Can't we slow down? I'm tired.
Slow down? Don't you realize how late we are going to be?
Text 2. Listen to the five dialogue or read. Each dialogue or read after has a few small questions. From the given A, B, C three options.选出最佳选项，并标在事件的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至七题。
Text 6. How do you like my tie?
Your tie? Well, I think it's nice.
You don't really like it, do you?
Well, please,
be honest with me.
Well, to tell you the truth, I think it's a little loud.
You might be right. How do you like my tie?
Your tie? Well, I think it's nice.
You don't really like it, do you?
Well, please,
be honest with me.
Well, to tell you the truth, I think it's a little loud.
You might be right.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Text 7. My host family had a birthday party for me today. They bought me a cake and sang to me and gave me this present.
What is it? How come you didn't open it?
I was waiting until I got back to my room to open it.
But you should have opened it right there when they gave it to you.
Really? But in Taiwan, you never open a present in front of other people. They might think you're greedy.
That's interesting. Americans think it's fun to see people open presents. If you save the fun for yourself, that's being greedy.
Oh no! I hope I didn't offend my host family.
I'm sure they'll understand, but you should send them a thank you note. That's an American custom too.
Thanks for telling me. My host family had a birthday party for me today. They bought me a cake and sang to me and gave me this present.
What is it? How come you didn't open it?
I was waiting until I got back to my room to open it.
But you should have opened it right there when they gave it to you.
Really? But in Taiwan, you never open a present in front of other people. They might think you're greedy.
That's interesting. Americans think it's fun to see people open presents. If you save the fun for yourself, that's being greedy.
Oh no! I hope I didn't offend my host family.
I'm sure they'll understand, but you should send them a thank you note. That's an American custom too.
Thanks for telling me.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
Text 8. Jack and I went to see the new Jackie Chan movie last night.
So did I.I went with Hillary. We must have been there at the same time. What did you think?
Oh, the movie was great, but the whole thing was ruined by those rude people.
What do you mean?
Didn't you hear those two people talking to each other through the whole movie? They were talking so loud that no one could hear anything. You must have heard them.
Could you hear what they were talking about?
Everyone could. One of them was telling a story about how his brother Mike got into trouble. It was so rude. Hey, wait a minute. Your brother's name is Mike, isn't it?
I have to go. I'll see you later.
Jack and I went to see the new Jackie Chan movie last night.
So did I. I went with Hillary. We must have been there at the same time. What did you think?
Oh, the movie was great, but the whole thing was ruined by those rude people.
What do you mean?
Didn't you hear those two people talking to each other through the whole movie? They were talking so loud that no one could hear anything. You must have heard them.
Could you hear what they were talking about?
Everyone could. One of them was telling a story about how his brother Mike got into trouble. It was so rude. Hey, wait a minute. Your brother's name is Mike, isn't it?
I have to go. I'll see you later.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十六题。
Text 9. Hi, Barbara. Did you and Raymond enjoy Margot's dinner party?
No, we didn't. It was awful.
What about the food?
Oh, the food was disgusting. We hated it. We had duck and banana curry.
Duck and what? Ugh.
I know. I don't like duck, and Ray doesn't like bananas.
And their friends? Tell me about their friends. Were they nice?
Oh, Bruce. They were friendly, but they were so boring.They talked for 3 hours about their house and their dog and their dishwasher. And they didn't ask one question about us. We said very little, only yes and no.
Oh dear, what a terrible evening. Hi, Barbara. Did you and Raymond enjoy Margot's dinner party?
No, we didn't. It was awful.
What about the food?
Oh, the food was disgusting. We hated it. We had duck and banana curry.
Duck and what? Ugh.
I know. I don't like duck, and Ray doesn't like bananas.
And their friends? Tell me about their friends. Were they nice?
Oh, Bruce. They were friendly, but they were so boring. They talked for 3 hours about their house and their dog and their dishwasher.And they didn't ask one question about us. We said very little, only yes and no.
Oh dear, what a terrible evening.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Text 10.When I was a student in the United States, I was invited to spend the weekend with an American family. When I arrived, everyone was very well-mannered. They gave me a tour of the house and then showed me to the guest room. They showed me where to put my clothes, how to operate the bathroom equipment, and even where to find a fresh towel and a new bar of soap. But I was surprised.That they did not give me anything to eat. I went to bed very hungry. I was sure that my hosts did not mean to be rude, but I did not understand the way they acted. When I returned to school, I told the story to my classmate, Steve. Didn't they ask if you were hungry? Steve said. Yes, but they still didn't give me anything, I answered. Well, when they asked you, what did you say? I said, no, I'm fine. Well, no wonder they didn't give you anything, Steve said. But I was just being polite, I insisted. I thought they would give me something anyway. Maybe that's true in China, but not in America, Steve told me. When Americans ask a question, they expect a direct answer. If you say you're not hungry, they'll think you really are not hungry. It is a lesson I'll never forget. When I was a student in the United States, I was invited to spend the weekend with an American family. When I arrived, everyone was very well-mannered. They gave me a tour of the house and then showed me to the guest room. They showed me where to put my clothes, how to operate the bathroom equipment, and even where to find a fresh towel and a new bar of soap. But I was surprised that they did not give me anything to eat. I went to bed very hungry. I was sure that my hosts did not mean to be rude, but I did not understand the way they acted. When I returned to school, I told the story to my classmate, Steve. Didn't they ask if you were hungry? Steve said. Yes, but they still didn't give me anything, I answered. Well, when they asked you, what did you say? I said, no, I'm fine. Well, no wonder they didn't give you anything, Steve said. But I was just being polite, I insisted. I thought they would give me something anyway. Maybe that's true in China, but not in America, Steve told me. When Americans ask a question, they expect a direct answer. If you say you're not hungry, they'll think you really are not hungry. It is a lesson I'll never forget.